We mentioned it yesterday, and it's coming up today, is the Scrabble Day was yesterday. International Scrabble Day was the 13th of April. But now Scrabble, the game, has been shifted and changed to something faster, but very, very different. No longer are you up against your opponent. Now you play with your opponent. I stand to be corrected, and to give us some more information on that, we've got Andrew Goldberg. Andrew is the ex-president of Scrabble South Africa, and he's been to the World Championships and the All Africa Games to represent South Africa. Andrew, you are a lawyer by trade. Of course, you would work with words in a game like Scrabble.
Yeah, so I came late to Scrabble. I only started playing Scrabble probably about the age of 18 or so, but people start with the age of 9 or even younger than that. And especially in the Malaysian areas and the new upcoming Nigerians are really doing well with the championships. But the new game, as we know, is Scrabble Together.
Okay, let's try and find out. So let me think about Scrabble. I can't even imagine playing Scrabble if it's not against someone else. How do you... I mean, the competition, the competitiveness of it, isn't that what we all like? And it seems that this is not the case.
Well, Scrabble, the way we play it in the World Championship is two players.
Yeah.
So you play against your opponent and you work your way up. But the new Scrabble Together is four players or even more players, and you play in a team. And you've got to try and work yourself against. It's more like a kind of a Trivial Pursuit game where you've got to try and get to the word that they want you to get, or get a word similar to what they want you to get.
Okay, so just okay. Let's break that down. So I am going to play Scrabble with Ndosh. How do we do it?
Okay, well then you just play the two of you one against the other. But if you want to play Scrabble together, you'd play you two against me, or you two against me and a friend of mine, and then we'd try and there'd be a card that could come up and say to you, you know, make a word that's got a fish in it or something like that. And the first person to make a word that's got that means something to do with a fish would win that prize, and then you'd move on. And when you get the 20 cards that you want to get, you've won the game. And if you can't get the cards, the words, you lose a go.
Okay. All right. I get it. So what you're saying is that Mpo, who's our engineer, Ndosh and myself and Mdu decide that the four of us are going to play Scrabble. So Mpo and Mdu are on the one side. So we're still competing against each other. Ndosh,
yes,
and I are on the other side. Then
yeah,
there's a bunch of
cards.
There's a whole bunch of cards. So we pull the first card and it says, give us the name of a
country.
Boom.
Yeah.
Then Ndosh
and a four-letter word.
Yeah, so then Ndosh and I are working together very quickly and trying to find a four-letter word or a 10-letter word or whatever the case may be for a country, but we're still competing against Mdu and Mpo.
Yeah, and when you get to 20 cards, then the game's over. You have to finish the game or the like. You just have to get to 20 cards. Once one of the teams, could be three or four teams, gets to 20 cards, then they've won.
So what do you think of it as someone who's a traditional Scrabble player, winner?
I've never played it, so, you know, it's all new to me.
What's your take? Do you think that that's like breaking with tradition?
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, Scrabble's been around since 1948. So, I mean, you know, for us, we're very traditionalist. We play the game, and you know, we play the clock, and we play for 15 minutes, 25 minutes per person. It's like chess, you know, if you suddenly had four people on a chess team, you know, and also when we play, it's got to be quiet. You know, they can't be talking and stuff like that.
Oh, that's no
so,
fun.
You know, that's quite difficult.
Andrew.
We're very competitive.
What is the biggest word you've ever played in Scrabble with the most points?
So the most points, I wouldn't say the most points, but I've played 11-letter words.
Yeah.
I've played two 11-letter words where I've joined words together.
What
but,
were they?
I think to get anything more than 11 letters, it's very, very difficult.
And what was the 11-letter word that you played?
Sure, I'd have to send that to you to prove it, because people say I'm lying otherwise. No, so, it's like Scrabble players are like fishermen, the one that got away.
So my last question to you, of course, then, is what's more important, to have more letters or to have more numbers? I mean, it is more numbers, but you can get more with the letters as well.
So the higher score is the better. Okay. Most people go for a high score per go, but yeah. Sometimes you've got to play more strategically where you've got to play less score and keep the better letters. So you've got to have what's called rack management. So you can have three letters, vowels, and four consonants. That's the way to play. Because in the bag, there's 48 vowels and 52 consonants.
Sounds good.
The most important point is the beginning of the game and the end of the game are the most important plays.
Because why?
Because at the beginning, it's all about strategy to open whether you must change your letters or not. And the end of the game is to try and either play out of the letters so you can get all the other guys score that his letters, or to try and close the board down so you can stay ahead.
Okay. Do you know, Andrew, when this new Scrabble game, Scrabble Together, is going to come to South Africa?
I think next month. That's what they're saying. They're saying next month.
Okay.
But we've got our championships in Cape Town next month. We're playing championships, the Nationals and the Masters in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very competitive. There's even Masters A and Masters B. We're looking to about 45 players to play in the competition in Cape Town.
It would take a wordsmith and a lawyer to get into that. Andrew Goldberg, thank you so much for joining us. He is from the Scrabble world, as you just heard, some really, really interesting insights into the game. He's been to the World Championships and all over Africa games to represent South Africa. And as I mentioned, he is a lawyer as well. So Scrabble Together, the new way of playing Scrabble, will be coming into South Africa next month. I look forward to seeing how it's played and how it's done. It's different. It breaks the mold, but, you know, nothing wrong with something that's different. Change is the only constant.